This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath will be in Dallas this morning to begin unveiling grades for Texas schools.
These are the 2025 A through F accountability grades for each school in the state. Dallas School Superintendent Stephanie Elizalde is expecting good things after she gave a preliminary update earlier this week.
More than 93% of all schools in Dallas ISD are rated A, B, or C, and 72% of them are A's and B's.
DISD had asked the state to regrade some 5,000 STAR tests. Those came back with higher scores, boosting the grades for five Dallas schools. Dr. Morath will be in Dallas this morning, releasing more information on the TEA numbers. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And Fort Worth District Administrators are touting their preliminary grades they got from the TEA. Superintendent Karen Molinar says they're hoping to avoid a state takeover because of poor performance in the past, explaining they're taking steps so kids get the foundation they need for literacy.
We also have added in a new phonics program for this year that will really help the foundational for our K through 2 students and even our third grade students.
She says Fort Worth ISD is building momentum with nine schools going from a failing grade to a C just in the last year, and four others went from an F to a B.
So we've been telling you this week about schools starting up for tens of thousands of North Texas students, but it's not just the little kids heading back to class. KRLD's Alan Skaya talks with college students moving in at UT Arlington.
More than 2,700 students are moving into five residence halls. UT Arlington says more than 4,000 kids live on campus, either in dorms or apartments. Some freshmen say it's going to take time to get used to being away from their parents.
Plus side is I'm only a short 30 to 45 minute drive away, depending on traffic. I still get to bother them every now and then.
I think it's time. I'm ready. You know what I mean? I'm not scared. Time for the real world. Got to learn some things.
But a returning sophomore says the homesickness goes away and the friends you make as freshmen stay with you.
So many friends up here, especially with the new building. We're all kind of split up, but we're right next to each other. We kept in touch during the whole summer, and so we're already planning hangouts for this weekend and everything.
The new Maverick Hall is opening for the first time this fall. Classes start Monday. At UT Arlington, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Well, it's about a 7-hour flight from Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C. to Anchorage, Alaska. President Trump and Putin are going to meet this afternoon at 2:30 Texas time at that base in Anchorage, Alaska for a rare face-to-face summit on Ukraine. The flight from Moscow is actually about the same length of time. It's about a 7.5 to 8-hour flight. North Texas is under a heat advisory this afternoon. Feels like temperatures soaring past 105 degrees. Expect a hot weekend, too. So stay cool, drink lots of water, keep an eye on the kids, seniors, and pets. Texas House Democrats say they'll only return from their out-of-state protest once the current special session wraps up this morning at 10 a.m. and once California steps up with its own redistricting response.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News, right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, when I saw that Trump and Putin were going to meet in Anchorage, Alaska, I thought, oh, why does our president have to travel so far to get there when their president could get there so easily? So I calculated all of it. I think I forget how big Alaska and Russia are sometimes. So Vladimir Putin's flight from Moscow to Anchorage is roughly 8 hours, and Trump's flight is roughly 7 hours. So Trump actually has the slightly shorter flight to meet with Putin in Alaska. 7:23 now. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's Only All News Morning Show.
It's like parents meeting in the middle to exchange the kids.
That's
it's
exactly
23
what it
after
is.
7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. The three men still in the running to become Fort Worth's next police chief questioned in a public forum last night.
The trio were quizzed about how they have in the past handled a crisis or high-profile incident. Former Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia believes the department needs to be as upfront as possible.
The way we handle these types of incidents is get in front of it, and we have to be transparent. The more that we get a feeling that this might cause an issue, the faster you need to get out in front of it.
Longtime Dallas police officer Vernon Hale recalls a crisis when he was police chief in Galveston.
International incident, which I'm sure you all saw. Two mounted Galveston officers were transporting a handcuffed prisoner between two horses, and it went international. I was getting hate mail and calls from everybody. But what I've learned about crisis is I don't quell a crisis when it occurs. I start making those social equity deposits way prior.
And the third candidate, Fort Worth's current interim police chief, Robert Aldridge, speaks of a Fort Worth officer-involved shooting.
We call the faith-based conversations with them. We found out that one of our faith-based leaders, it was a relative of his, struggling with it quite well. But we spent as much time as we could just trying to explain our perception and kind of our policies and procedures behind how the shooting occurred.
City Manager Jay Chapa will make the final decision around mid-September. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey, it's 724 now, News Radio 1080, KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. You know, it's been a good week on Wall Street coming into trading today. The Dow's up over 700 points, 1.7%. S&P and the NASDAQ both up 1.2%. Yesterday, the S&P average made its 18th new record high close. Interest rates were coming down this week, and actually they're pretty steady right now, but the mortgage rates, for example, hit the lowest levels since October, 6.58%. That helps the economy. Now, all eyes are going to be on the, what are we going to call it, the tundra tete-a-tete, or make Alaska Russia again, or the art of the, maybe the art of the cold deal.
How about that? I think that's all it.
We've also got lots of economic news. Retail sales will be coming out shortly. Import and export prices, capacity utilization. But the Dow Industrials average is going to be sharply higher on the opening this morning, up 258 points. And it's all thanks to Warren Buffett. That's because Berkshire Hathaway disclosed a major new commitment to United Health. They bought 5 million shares of that stock during the most recent reporting period. And that stock alone is pushing the Dow up over 120, 150 points. Stock's up 13%. In fact, the NASDAQ actually looks down about 15 points. The S&P average would be up 8. Gold's up $1.50. Stocks look, well, most stocks look kind of flat, except for the Dow, because of United Health. It looks sharply higher. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
David, why would the Oracle buy United Health?
You got to buy them when nobody wants them. You buy when the blood is running in the streets.
Yeah, I guess.
Probably not a good example there.
Probably not. All right. It's 7:26 on the KRLD Morning News.
Why is nobody buying me then? Dallas City Council members are looking over the proposed city budget for the upcoming fiscal year.
Law enforcement gets an increase in the budget proposal from City Manager Kim Tolbert. However, there is a plan to close a library in City Councilwoman Paula Blackman's district. She wants it open a little bit longer.
I'm going to be talking to the city manager about ways that we can get the library to stay open one more year as we look at a library system as a whole.
Others argue the Skillman Southwestern Library is tiny, and there's another one about a mile and a half away. Blackman wants a conversation on what happens to the library and also what the overall Dallas library system looks like. In Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Federal prosecutors in Texas seize millions of dollars in cryptocurrency from a suspect in a ransomware operation.
Prosecutor Yanis Alexandrovich Antropenko was involved in a major criminal operation targeting businesses and individuals all over the world. They would install ransomware on companies' computer systems, then demand a payment in cryptocurrency to get their data back or to avoid publishing it. Federal prosecutors in the Northern District of Texas got warrants to seize $2.8 million in crypto from Antropenko, plus cash in a car. He's facing charges of conspiracy to commit computer fraud and abuse and conspiracy to commit money laundering. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cowboys are back in North Texas after breaking camp in Oxnard. Micah Parsons was there the whole time but never practiced. As he seeks a new contract, owner Jerry Jones says that does show commitment.
Again, I'm glad he's been here. It's important for the team, teammates, but it's important for him to pick up all of the coaching and the nuances. Osmosis is a very big thing, and he's been here and been a part of that.
They have to beep out Jerry there? What happened?
I don't know.
That was weird.
That sounds like the horn when you at a track meet
Exactly what it
one
was.
Of them.
But it doesn't seem that they're any closer to a new deal. The Cowboys host the Ravens at AT&T Stadium tomorrow night at 6 on 105.3 The Fan, and that means we've got the Rangers game here on 1080 KRLD tomorrow afternoon.
And that is an out-of-town Rangers game.
That's
so
right.
We don't have to worry about two sets of fan bases. They're all crowding into that same one square mile of real estate in Arlington.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.